I always wanted to be in a band. My first gig as a singer was in the 7th grade in the Emmanuel Lutheran Youth Choir. I got in, but then was quickly kicked out. Not because of my voice, but for bad behavior. When I turned 16, I joined the Trinity Lutheran Adult Choir. Oh, to be in the choir loft singing "O Holy Night" on Christmas Eve. My family had been members of this church my whole life, and I assumed we stopped going because my parents had gotten divorced. My dad had been the president of the congregation, and my mom a member of the choir and the ladies' guild. It was the 70s and nobody got divorced, at least not in our church. The biggest scandal prior to that was an elderly widower who wanted to marry a Catholic. On my first and last day at choir practice, I stood in the hallowed space of the choir loft with the sheet music. It was spring, so I'm sure it was an Easter standard. I looked at the music and it wasn't at all what I sang from the hymnal. I'd studied music, guitar lessons with Ed Clark on 4th Street, and piano in the depressing home of Mrs. Turpin on Tuesdays. But this sheet music was foreign to me, and the part I was to sing didn't seem at all like the lead to "How Great Thou Art." The choir director and soprano soloist, Sharon Ayers, scowled as I sang. She could have done the Christian thing and taken me aside and said, "Honey, you can't sing." But she didn't. She told me in front of the entire choir, as I stood next to my mom, that I couldn't carry a tune. My life is filled with moments that fade to black. My psychotherapist calls it dissociation. All I remember is hot humiliation, the same kind my mom must have felt every time she had to enter that church or try and get a credit card without a husband. I don't remember if my mom left the choir loft with me. I only know that not too long after I got kicked out, we never went back. I wish I didn't dissociate, but I do. That's why I write fiction, to finish the story in my mind and for my soul, so that my mom can walk down those choir loft steps with me and say, "That woman." Flash forward 30 years. It's nearly Christmas, my mom is still alive, and we're at her house in Corrales for our annual Navajo Fry Bread Twinkle Light Parade party. She's in the kitchen and my nephew and I are playing rock band. I ask him to play Crazy Train and I pick up the mic. I know this classic Ozzy Osbourne song by heart. I sing and my nephew never misses a chord. When the song is over, my mom looks across the low partition between the kitchen and the living area and smiles, "Sing it again." My first encore. I wonder if she thought, well, she can sing. Or was it the lyrics, her realization that we had both listened to preachers and fools for far too long?